Welcome to Keith Knight Don't Tread on Anyone. Today I want to make the case that everyone who opposes the Ku Klux Klan, as do I, or the concept of white supremacy, as do I, should also reject the concept of government. My argument's going to be twofold. First, I want to talk about real-world similarities, and second, I want to talk about principled similarities. I want to start by citing the statistics provided by the archives at Tuskegee Institute, lynchings by state and race, 1882 to 1968. So, all in all, in that period of time, the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists lynched 1,297 whites and 3,446 blacks, bringing a total to 4,743 lynchings. So, in that 86-year period, we have about 4,750 lynchings. That does not cover all of the murders by the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists. Those estimates are around 10,000 at their absolute highest. Now, if we take this principle that it's wrong to kill people who have not initiated violence against you, so these weren't killings in self-defense, these were murders. If we take that principle that it's wrong when groups do that, well, we shouldn't have any different standards for groups, whether they're older or smarter or male or female, or they're the church or they're the government. So when we look at numbers like Kim Il-sung at 1.6 million, Pol Pot at 1.7 million, we have the Armenian genocide, the Ukrainian genocide known as the Holodomor. We have things like the Holocaust, King Leopold II in Belgium, Chairman Mao's Great Leap Forward, Hideki Tojo in Japan, the Rwandan genocide. We see that governments have murdered hundreds of millions of people in and outside of wartime. So while it is vitally important that we take a strong stance against groups like the KKK or any white supremacist organization, not a lot of power in those organizations today. They're not calling a whole ton of shots in society. The best indicator is that people really don't want to be called racist or white supremacist, whereas if the KKK had a lot of power, people would be bragging about what white supremacists they are, because then they'll be able to work their ranks up in society where the Klan has all this power. Of course, this is no longer a really big deal. If you just look at the number of deaths in the last 50 years, government versus the Klan, it's not even close. Those are mostly non-American examples written by an American newspaper, but even in America. By the close of the Indian Wars in the late 19th century, fewer than 238,000 indigenous peoples remained, a sharp decline from the estimated 5 to 15 million living in North America when Columbus arrived in 1492. So, of course, we know of things like the Indian Removal Act, the Wounded Knee Massacre, all of these injustices done in the name of government, one of the many reasons we should oppose the organization of government in principle and in practicality. In more recent times, we have things like Operation Ranch Hand, spraying Agent Orange over civilians in Vietnam, or Operation Rolling Thunder, the indiscriminate bombing of Vietnamese civilians, the invasion and occupation of Iraq, killing civilians after a decade of a blockade. Even in the 40s, we had something called Operation Meeting House, boasted Curtis LeMay of his famous raid on Tokyo. We scorched and boiled and baked to death more people in Tokyo that night of March 9th, 10th, than went up in vapor in Hiroshima and Nagasaki combined. So that is governments admitting that they murder civilians en masse. This, of course, is no different than what the Ku Klux Klan is always saying. Well, you know, government does that because they have to protect the country. Well, the Klan just does it because they gotta protect the race from the other race. And while they might be doing bad things, if another race was in charge, that race would commit even more crimes. So there's really no principal difference between supporting the Klan and supporting government. So the principled question is, between the Ku Klux Klan, or between white supremacists and government, which group initiates violence against peaceful people to achieve their ends? The answer is both, because there is no principal difference between the two. So if you oppose any one of these groups, you have to, in principle, also oppose the other. Let's look at the concept of white supremacy. This is when Some people have the right to rule over others in a very arbitrary manner, not something that's the result of voluntary exchange or an agreement. Some people having the right to rule others is what we say is what makes white supremacy this very evil thing, which I couldn't agree more. The problem is we have something called government supremacy, which is, in principle, no different. Imagine the following sentence. Whites have to regulate blacks because blacks are imperfect, and without whites ruling over them, there might be chaos among the blacks. That is no different. Then government has the right to rule over society despite their history of mass atrocities, because without the state, people would be killing and eating each other and it would be very chaotic. First of all, that's not the case. Second of all, it's still immoral. Which, of course, is how we still look at things like, slavery and Jim Crow. It's never like, well, I ran the GDP figures for the African-American community, and it would have been lower had they not been enslaved. Therefore, slavery is wrong because of a utilitarian justification. No one ever says that. They just say, we need equality. We need freedom. It's never, let's weigh the costs and benefits of abolishing slavery and abolishing the Nuremberg laws and no longer recognizing Jim Crow. There's the good side and the bad side. No, they say those things are wrong in principle. All government is some people having the right to rule others. That is the essence of the state. So the fact that they happen to sometimes build schools or build roads or take up certain projects, all of which could be privatized, that doesn't get to the essence of what this organization is. This organization is some people having the right to rule others. They issue commands. Here we have the current sitting president issuing an executive order. They write words down on paper. And then you have to abide by those rules, those commandments. Or these people here on the right, choking Eric Garner to death, they put you in a cage. And if you resist the cage, they shoot you. Now, if you try doing that to them, you're a terrorist. If they do it to you, they get the Medal of Freedom. That is government supremacy. That is something no different in principle than white supremacy. Some people arbitrarily, violently ruling over other people. And I want to end with a challenge to you. Imagine someone says this to you. Think of how you would respond. Feel free to share your response in the comments. I support Ku Klux Klan reform and oppose the bad things they do, but they are 99.9% peaceful. Thank you for watching Keith Knight. Don't tread on anyone.